Blog Talk Radio.
But anyhow, I do want to thank you all for tuning in, wherever you may be tuning in from, whether you called in, whether you tuned in using your Apple device, you know, or your Droid, or maybe you're using maybe a tablet, maybe you're using one of those flip phones, or nowadays, so many people like to think of it, older flip phones as dumb phones because they're not the smartphones like so many of us have, so I like to call them dumb phones. But nonetheless, you know, whether yours is smart or not smart or whatever, it's great. I'm glad you've tuned into the program tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning in. It's just great. And I pray that God, you know, that you are ready to receive what it is that God has for you tonight. You're ready to receive everything. And he just has great things for you. And I know it, as a matter of fact. I know that. I don't just have to sit there and wonder, wish. No, we don't have to do that. And we trust in him. Yes. But I just thank you all for tuning in. I do have a little bit of somber news to bring in. That is, for all you Tigers fans out there, including myself, I received notification today that Jim Price, the longtime commentator with Dan Dickerson, and prior to that with Ernie Harwell, and before that Frank Beckman, Dan Dickerson has passed on at the age of 81. Oh. So R.I.P. Jim Price. R.I.P. Jim Price. You will be missed. It was always cool to hear you commentating when I would be listening to the Tigers games with Dan Dickerson. So Dan Dickerson will continue doing the games, but it will be without Jim because Jim has died. I pray that Jim Price has made it to heaven. I really hope so. I hope that someone was able to get to him. I would have had no idea that he was an 81-year-old man. I would have thought he was like in his 60s.
Yeah.
Or even younger than that when I would hear him and his voice. And Dan Dickerson, you would have no idea that he was in his 70s either.
Oh.
But because you're like, and I could always hear Jim sometimes in the background, you know, all chuckling when the Tigers would get a big home run from Miguel Cabrera or someone else, or like Maglio Ordonez back in the day. Like, there's a high fly ball deep left field, way back and gone, from Dan Dickerson, or from back in the Ernie Harwell days. You may have heard high fly ball deep left field, it's long gone. that's what he did. Did you ever listen to him back in the Ernie days? I didn't. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Back then he would say it's long gone.
Long gone.
Ernie Howell. I don't know what Frank Beckman used to say. Something I'm going to be doing after this episode is over is trying to find some audio clips of Dan Dickerson commenting on home runs and stuff, like from the various different radio people that he served under and commentated for, which I said included Dan Dickerson. Prior to that, Ernie Howell, and prior to that, Frank Beckman. Now, Frank Beckman was the play-by-play Michigan football announcer for so many years, for such a very long time. And he did such a great job at it, even back in like the 2000s. And he was even doing it back in the 1990s, back in the, so like with the 1997 team. And Beckman always did a good job. And then there was, there's been Jim Brandstatter, which wasn't as great, but anyhow, Jim Price, you'll be missed. And so, so he contributed a lot to the Tigers. He was, he played baseball for 5 years, including the 1968 team, in which he had some key roles on that team. So he helped them win a World Series there back in the 60s. So, because some of you may wonder, well, Miracle Man, you say you love sports, you know, man, you talked about, you know, his broadcasting. Well, how about his on the field? Well, about that, of course, obviously he was much younger back then in the 1960s. So, and he would have been in his prime back then because, you know, we're a little over 50 years later than that. So that means like he would have been in his 20s back then. So in his prime for playing baseball. It was, I'm sure that whoever does the Tigers game tonight will be talking about that. I kind of doubt it will be Dan Dickerson. I bet you he plans to attend that funeral, that memorial service, I mean. So many of us now, when someone passes on, we do not like to say that F-U-N-E-R-A-L word anymore like we would have like a little over 20 years ago. People do not like to use that funeral word anymore. They don't. Mm-hmm. It's like...
It's a celebration.
Really, it's great to see that a lot of people... Do you feel like back in the 90s, though, they still called them funerals mostly, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They still kind of are, but there's a lot of people that aren't, too.
A lot of people know that aren't even Christians, and they call it a memorial service or celebration of life.
Yeah.
So, like, I hope more so that it was people catching up to the Word of God.
Right.
But honestly, I feel like, you know, it was more or less... You know, just trying to find a more positive way to do this.
Right.
And I feel like for a Christian, I would say, you know, memorial service, homegoing service.
Okay.
I like homegoing service. Because guess what, folks? For those of us who serve God, heaven's our home. Heaven is where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I plan to go to heaven.
Some
of you folks who maybe might have sat at your homes and not got excited, you know, and that I don't know about you, but. I know heaven's where I'm going, but for some of you, you know, maybe you're going there, maybe you're right with God, but at least get excited.
Yeah.
At least get excited, you know.
Well, the word fun isn't funeral.
No fun.
Doesn't give you the same feeling.
More like no fun?
No fun.
Yeah, no fun. Everybody's all, you know. Crying, but here's the thing, you know, when you die, when your body decides to go, quote unquote, go, you know, pass on earth, you know, if you're right with God, it's your promotion to heaven, and heaven is much better than anything on earth.
You betcha, a celebration for sure.
It's better than the best place you could be on earth, whether it's a certain vacation you're on, whether it's at your own house. Maybe you've gotten your house right where you wanted it to be, and you felt like the place you could always go to after your day was done. It's better than any amusement park you could go to, better than any concert, better than any, you know, whatever it is that you might enjoy here on this earth. I talked briefly last night about how this world is not our home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we only live in the world, but we should not be of it.
Right.
We should not love the things of the world more than what we love God. We shouldn't.
Right.
And shame on us, even if we're sports idolaters. Shame on us.
Yeah.
If I found myself being a sports idolater, and I knew it, and I felt in my spirit, I'd be convicted. On my face, convicted.
Yeah.
Being like, you used to love me. Why do you love sports more than me now?
No idols before me.
He said, do not put anything ahead of him. And that includes your sports. And I know I'm a big football guy. But some people need to hear this. Some of you people some of you people have, stayed home from church every Sunday night so you could watch football during football season. I don't do that.
No, you don't.
I don't do that. You do that if you want to, and maybe once in a while, maybe it's not the. But I mean, like, when you create a habit of doing that all the time, and then you could find yourself missing Sunday mornings,
mm-hmm.
and you could find yourself missing, midweek, depending on, if you have one, if it could be Thursday night, could be Wednesday night, could be, whenever midweek is. Even if midweek were to be Friday night for some reason, midweek is midweek. And you should be found in the house of God.
The one who made the game. The
one who made the people that play these games. And something else I want to say. When Jesus split the eastern sky, that's going to be more spectacular than any touchdown we ever saw before, any home run, any hockey goal, any hole-in-one, and any three-point shot or slam dunk, two-pointer in basketball or whatever you could think of, or you name the sport, or the fastest race on the NASCAR track or whatever it is might be that, in your sport or whatever, when he splits the eastern sky. Now that is even more impressive.
Hope we have hooting and hollering then.
They better. If people aren't shouting for that, but they'll shout for their
right
for their favorite team,
yes.
Or whatever then because like I'll be at a game, whether it's a football game like for high school, or I've been to a Lions one before, so stuff like that, like if I'm watching Villain High or something, or I'm watching if I've been at a Tigers game or a Pistons game or whatever, and even the Red Wings game last year, when they would score, I get excited. We should be all the more excited when Jesus splits the eastern sky.
You betcha.
I was gonna say send them on our throats, but in heaven our throats won't hurt.
Right, we'll be able to scream or just scream.
But if it were to be on earth. And I would almost say our throats better hurt after that.
I would hope so.
It'd be like it better.
Not just kick people, scream for spring break,
Or an invasion or whatever.
Yeah.
But then again, invasion's God's thing. And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
That's awesome.
That's
and
a good one.
Yeah, but I mean, nonetheless. So RIP to Jim Price and. So I'm sure they will be talk about that tonight. Of course, once this episode is over, I'll be stepping outside. Hopefully the band's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, at least walk or drive down by Midland High to see where they are, because band camp started this week for the high school, which means this. In 2 weeks, high school football season starts as far as at the game level.
Yay.
Now, that's all I'm going to say about that right now. We'll be starting up football season. I mean, Football Central the week after next week. So the week starting with August the 21st is when we'll start a little bit of that. But probably like, I think the 20, like, you know, and I'll be kind of previewing, you know, both high school treasures worlds only to start with. And then the next week it will be college, you know, Michigan and Michigan State. And then the week after that, you know, right after Labor Day, I figure is when we would talk about the Lions based on for regular seasons. Now, NFL preseason will be starting very, very soon. And so that'll be great to get to hear the Lions again. And I told you, I said at the start of the summer, listeners, that you know, we don't want to rush summer. We really don't. I enjoy summer myself. I love it. But you know, at the same time, you know, that's why I found myself not even talking about football much at all, even in July. If you asked me some stuff about football in July, I probably would be kind of, I wouldn't say shy, but kind of like,
yeah.
You kind of like this year I was even more so that way, I think. I feel like. I do remember one year, about 4 years ago or so, I can remember hearing someone at church when I was leaving church on Thursday, August 1st of 2019, some guy saying something about preseason football starting that night. And I'm like, it's too early for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it shouldn't start until at least, you know, August 6th, 7th, 8th, something like that. Not in the part of August where you're basically in July 2.0.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking we just ended July less than 24 hours ago.
Oh.
And in Michigan here, per MHSAA, football practices could not start until yesterday. So we were basically in that dead period for high school sports throughout the end of June, all of July, and then the first 2 days of this month. Happily for some parents, for other parents and kids, sadly, school will be starting in a couple of weeks here in Michigan.
Mm.
Oh,
school days, getting ready for school.
What? Don't be. I was trying to feel like, you know, kind of, you know, like don't always be so happy and giddy about going to school. If I hear anybody cheer about their kids going back to school in Walmart or something in, you know, the next couple of weeks, I would be so tempted to ask that parent. What did that kid do to you this summer to make you feel that way?
Yeah, it would make you feel like going to school, taking to school.
What made you feel all happy about it? Like, are you just ready for them to go back? Or were they totally being super rough in your house? Did they break some stuff? Did they, you know? You know, over the summer, I'd be like, what did y'all do this summer? You know, and it's like, but I mean, because... I feel like summer is the best time of year. It really is. Yeah. Even if it's in like Tennessee and that, where it's in the 90s a lot, but nonetheless.
6:49 p.m. X, 8 minutes ago.
And then also we have the county fair starting. The county fair here where I live is next week, but so I'm looking forward to that. But it's a little bit of, you know, what's going on in the life of the Miracle Man. There's a couple things that I want to remind you about. This is stuff that I always try to remind you about every chance I get. I mean, like every show, at least I try to make sure that I remember to remind you of these health things. Number one, the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been.
It's right by the tissues.
Sorry.
There you go.
But anyhow, Rivers of Miracles is the story of my life. It's the story of how great God has been. He's always been there whenever we needed him to. Even he was even there for my mom, even when I was going through all that medical stuff that I was going through when I was at such a super young age. And when your child is super young like that, going through all that stuff, 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, I would not wish that stuff on any little child. I would not. The stuff I had to go through, I would not wish those things. And I would not wish all that stuff, all that suffering and stuff, my mom knew how to believe God. My mom knew how to walk by faith before I was even learning how to do that. Because, of course, eventually I had to learn how to do that for myself. And so I've taken that on. I continue to believe God. And I just know for a fact my eyesight is going to come. And I just think, those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. I'm going to sing a song about that tonight. I've been thinking about this today a bit, and I was feeling in my mind that I was supposed to sing a certain song called Wait. And some of us do not like to wait for anything.
Right.
But if we're believing for God for some things, sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you got to wait. And waiting is not always easy. But those that wait on the Lord, he renews their strength, and it's going to be nice thing. But nonetheless, you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com, rivers, RIVERS, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles, how it can be a blessing to your life. Because I want you to read the book. I really want you to read the book. And guess what? It's like a 2-for-1, because you get my mom's testimony too, and how she got freed of drug addiction. She got freed of abuse of alcohol. She got freed of smoking tobacco. Yeah. She got freed from these vices that were in her life and were causing her to be all depressed and down. All that. She got freed of that stuff.
Freedom.
She got freed of that stuff. Yeah. And my life has been a testimony. And it's been great to see God move on my mom's behalf, too, and how he's used her. Even my dad, what he's done in my dad. My dad, before he got saved in the 90s, was on a bad road. He was on a not good road. He was into some gang stuff, drug use, stuff like that. He would go all out. He would go all out. Thankfully, now he's going all out for God.
Yeah.
Because before he met Jesus, he was going all out for the world. Yeah. He was going all out. He wasn't just kind of no. He was going all out. Saved his soul.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
And it's been great to see God move
mm-hmm.
in our family and what he's done. I know he's not done with me. He's not done with my mom. He's not done with my dad.
No.
My grandpa on my dad's side gave his life to the Lord
yeah.
a year ago. And so it's just great what God has done
yeah.
in my family. And I thank God for that. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about how you can get the book into your hand. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program, to sow your spiritual seed into the Miracle Man program. And it's not up to me what you give. It's up to you what you give. I don't sit here and throw out all kinds of dollar amounts and say, here's how much you should give. No, I don't do that here. And furthermore, I'm not going to start turning these episodes into fundraisers. I won't be doing that either. Now, I could probably auction some things off, but I'm not going to. I mean, I don't have stuff in my house to auction off. Nonetheless, I mean, I got good stuff, but I'm not in the mood to auction it off. So. But anyhow, I was more or less joking when I said I could auction some things off. Like, honey, king chair, that feels like a king chair. And that's $6,000, going once, going twice, sold. Nope, I'm not going to do that. My episodes will not be turned into that. Nope. But you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed in the Miracle Man program, and you ask God what he would have you do. You ask God what he would have you do. Because I am no pressure. I'm not going to sit here on this program and tell you, here's how much you should give. And by the way, I want to thank you, Natalia, for sowing your seed. I want to thank you, Laura, here from Central Michigan, who's actually with me live tonight, for sowing your seed. And I want to, you know, and I pray and believe in God for others who will sow their seeds into the Miracle Man program, whether you do it all the time or you've done it one time. But thank all of you who have done it, and I'm grateful. I'm humbled by it. I really am, and it just helps keep this thing going.
Yeah.
And I know God is going to use this thing. I know God's not done with me. It's just been great to see God using this thing, and people getting saved, people, you know, regulars tuning into this program, and it's just been great to watch what God has done. And I just know
just getting started.
You're just getting started, as they say. And so you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed, and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, kindly, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I would like you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please kindly make a note of that. Please. Kindly. And the verse I want to sow into your life tonight is, he who soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. That means, like, you could sow more, but you don't. You have more, you know. But he who soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. If you sow, you're going to reap. That's the matter of fact. You're going to sow. If you sow, you're going to reap. But if you sow but good things, you're going to reap good things. If you sow bad things, you're going to reap bad things. You sow of the spirit, you reap blessing. You sow of the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. I don't know about you. I don't want my body corrupted. I don't want my mind corrupted. I don't want my family corrupted. My mom, my dad, my brother. I don't want my family corrupted. You know, I don't want any of it corrupted. Amen. I don't want that. So I just, you know, follow what God tells me to do. Amen. So now I'm going to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. He's coming on the clouds, right before the King of Kings. a God who comes to save. He can set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world, who broke every chain. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. So open up the gates, make way for the King of Kings. A God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. He broke every chain. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Ooh. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Our God is the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. He broke every chain, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Ooh. And I'm lost without you. Oh. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy
holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, yes, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, yes, and I'm lost without you. Oh, I'm lost without you. This is my the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm desperate for you. Oh, and I'm lost without you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, I'm gonna wait in on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I've trusted in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, they that wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength. They shall walk and not grow weary. I mean, they shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. that will soar like the eagles. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you wait. They shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's what happens when you wait. 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 Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I trust in your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I've tasted your goodness. I trust in your promise. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say. They that wait on the Lord, he'll renew their strength. They shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall soar like the eagles. That's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you wait. They that walk, wait on the Lord, he'll renew their strength. They shall run, not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall soar like the eagle. That's what happens when you wait. 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 You wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew their strength. So wait, I say, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew your strength. So wait, I say, I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I tested your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I trust in your goodness. I trust in your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're always there with us. Thank you that as we wait on you, you renew us. Thank you, Lord God, that as we wait on you, we get stronger. Something happens when we praise. Something happens when we shout. Stuff happens. Stuff happens. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are on our side. You're the God who fights for. You're the God who always makes the way for us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us, that your favor is upon us, and we don't have to be afraid, and that we don't have to look to anyone else. We can trust in you, because we know that you are so good, and your mercy endures forever. Your love endures forever. And thank you that it's the year of favor, of your favor on us. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. And I thank you for every listener who has tuned into this program. Thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will pour out your spirit upon them, on these people. You know what these people have need of. You know what these people have need of, even when I don't. But I know you know. And I thank you that you will meet their needs right where they sit, whether it's their body, their mind, their children, you know, whatever it is they have need of. Thank you that you meet the need right where they are for them. And now I'll make my confession over this program. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I want you to go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61, talk on about the year of the Lord's favor. So talk about the year of the Lord's favor. Amen.
61?
Yep, Isaiah 61. I'm going to begin with verse 1. And it's going to be great. And I am going to touch a bit also on this waiting on the Lord thing and why is it so important. I'm going to begin with verse 1, and you can catch up if you want. Actually, I would love for y'all to, you know, follow along and do what I do. Don't just sit at home and be a spectator. This is not a spectator sport. You know, if I took y'all down to the football game right now, it'd be a spectator sport. You'd be expected to sit in the bleachers and watch them play. Nope, this is not a spectator sport here, though. So be a part. I pray, you pray. I sing, you sing. You know, amen. So I'm going to start with verse 1 of Isaiah 61. The Spirit, capital S, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the news by CBS, MSNBC, CNN, ABC. I'm so sorry, listeners. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to my mind there. I don't know.
Good news.
Wait, no, that's not for you to say. That's for me to find.
Oh, yeah.
The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news. Mm. Not the news that all these people want you to believe. You know, everywhere you look around you, bad news, bad news, bad news. Those are the news people will say. Antarctic sea mouse melting, and stuff like this and that, and this and that, and this happened, that happened, that happened, that happened. But, you know, Lord has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and to release from darkness for the to free the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and to provide for those who grieve in Zion, bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes.
Yeah, there's beauty for ashes.
There you go. There's your beauty for ashes for you, folks. Yeah. Instead of ashes. The oil of gladness instead of mourning. And a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Aliens will shepherd your flocks. Foreigners will work your fields and vineyards. And you will be called priests of the Lord. You will be named ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance, and so they will inherit a double portion in their land. And everlasting joy will be theirs. That sounds better to me than everlasting oppression, mm-hmm. depression, suppression. Mm-hmm. Amen. Everlasting joy. I'd rather have that. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will reward them and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people that the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up, and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. So you see here, folks, this is talking about the year of the favor of God. What does this mean? That means that in the year of the favor of God, notice something. He didn't say when that year would be. But it did say this, that God, would restore freedom to the captives. He would, that he would free prisoners. People would be healed. People would be set free. The poor would hear the good news. And by poor, that doesn't always mean financially. Poor in this case could even be, you tell me if you think this, Laura, poor in this case could mean they don't know Jesus. Because let me think of this, folks. Without Jesus, we're nothing. We're nothing without God. We're nothing without Jesus. We really are nothing without Jesus. All these people who try to make it without God, I don't know how they even make it. How do they survive without him?
I don't know.
So that means in the eyes of God, it doesn't matter where you are financially. You might be doing great financially, but if you don't have God, you have nothing.
No, they're poor in the spirit, they say.
In the spirit, you are poor to the max.
Yes, to the max.
You are, you are like totally below every spiritual poverty line there is. And you're like the lowest bracket there is. And like, you're like, but you know, but God can lift you out of that when you hear that good news, you know, suddenly, you know, because, you know, God said to us, you know, let the poor say, I am rich. And in him we can be rich, whether it's financially or not, you know, and you might already be great financially. I pray you are, and that God blesses you. But I'm talking about in spirit. We're talking about in spirit. And he said, you know, those who are, you know, poor will hear the good news and be blessed. By the way, that's regardless of what's going on in the earth. By the way, I don't know about you, but in my mind at least, we live in a, the day that we live in is weird. But then again, God said these things would happen in the last days. Sometimes I kind of, wonder, in my mind, like, when in the past, when I would hear pastors say, it's a weird day or whatever, I'd be like, huh? But it makes sense now, but it still is weird, and it's like, like it's not just wicked, it's weird.
Yeah.
There's things about it, things you'll hear about on the news and you go, this is just weird stuff.
Yeah.
But God said, that certain things would happen. These certain things are happening. The climax, the ages. And I would be totally shocked if the Lord did not come in my lifetime. I would be shocked.
So would I.
Honestly, I wouldn't be. But he said, this is the year to proclaim the year of favor of the Lord, the year of the vengeance of our God. And the year where restoration happens, and what does that mean? I think, for us, that means, we can be healed in our bodies, and our minds, and he'll restore us to, restore us to wholeness and health that we were to have in him. And not only that, that things would happen in terms of, wealth and stuff like that. Wealth of wicked being restored, being stored up for the righteous. That's something that I'm believing, I pray that we'll see a whole lot more of than what we've seen. I mean, we've seen some, but I don't think we've seen nothing yet compared to what we're about to see.
Yeah.
Like we've seen it to, like to a degree, but I believe it's going to be so much greater.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of, corporate America, you've seen it in terms of with companies like Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, and others, and, where these businesses have been blessed and generally continue to grow year after year. They've generally continued to grow. Basically, regardless of what other economic data showed, and both of these places, these companies that I mentioned, they're closed on Sunday, and Chick-fil-A, there's some things I wish they could do better. I wish they would do better on, like when it comes to like, standing up more for certain things and not being afraid, on certain things, but generally, they've done good. But Hobby Lobby, they're another great Christian company.
We're
getting one. I think it would be cool to get a Chick-fil-A in there. That would be a first, but doubt that's going to happen. In fact, in that case, I'd be like, can we just attach this to the food court?
All right.
Can we just attach the food court to this, please? I'd be like, you know, God turned water into wine, so I think he can, so I think he can just, you know, so somehow connect that Chick-fil-A to the food court.
Yeah.
Yeah, just suddenly make it so that it's just wide enough to have a connection to the food court. Just wide enough. Somehow, just wide enough. We'll see. With some, maybe someday that'll happen. I don't know. Yeah, but it would probably have to be in the old, it'd probably have to be in the old Sears for that to happen, sadly, I think. But who knows? God can do anything,
yes,
so who knows?
He can. He rebuilds them at ancient ruins.
Yep, and he did. And
all is.
and what we read tonight even, you know, he rebuilt some cities that had been totally devastated. And but for us, you know, and then he says this thing about double portion. It'll be double what it was before. But it can be beyond double if we want it to be. We you don't want to limit God.
No.
He'll go beyond your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
If all you imagine is double, all you'll get is double. You might get a little more than that, but generally,
right.
you know, if all you can see in your mind is double, if all you can see in your mind is double and that's it, then you're not necessarily going to see 10 times or 20 times or 30 times or, you know, generally.
Right.
But if you say, beyond, Lord, I want to be beyond what I could ever ask or think, then you know what? Then it's going to be beyond what you could ask or think.
Yeah.
You know, but it might not always happen right at the minute you want it to.
That's right.
And it's been the case in my life. I've been believing for most of my life, ever since I was 3 months old, we've been believing for my eyesight to return.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm still believing for that manifestation. Jesus paid for my eyesight. I see in the name of Jesus. My eyes can see, but my eyes, my natural eyelids don't want to have not received it yet. But guess what? It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Even if God does it reconstructively and reconstructs new eyelids and new stuff like that, either way, it's going to happen.
He can do it. Yeah.
He's been doing it, and, you know, and I haven't given up. I haven't said, oh, I've spent too much time waiting.
Uh-huh.
I've been waiting. It feels like I'm sitting in a traffic jam, and I don't even move an inch. It's been 3 hours, and I haven't moved. And some of us folks, patience is not our virtue. I'm sure there's people that have given up on God. Why? Because they had to keep waiting.
Because they had to
keep waiting.
People want instant gratification.
Yeah, people want instant gratification. I'm not just talking about. And by the way, in case you're wondering, we're beyond a line for food. We're a line at the checkout at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Some of us will see these lines or whatever, you know, we might see like these lines at the drive-thru, or these lines at the store, or these lines at, wherever, and might see it and be like, no, thank you. some of us might, but like, you don't want to do that to God just because it's been a long time and be like, okay, I'm done.
Yep, turning around, going around the way. Find another path.
Because some people will even agree to try the line and see how it is, like in the natural, be like, okay, we'll see how it is. And like you might be moving good and whatever, you know, but then it could suddenly stop moving. And then some people are like, uh-oh.
Oh, they just freak out.
That'd be like if maybe for whatever reason you just kind of hit a plateau and, and maybe there's been a lot of progress, but then just kind of plateaued, and for a long time it just kind of stayed. It'd be like, why is it not getting any better? Why is it that I have to keep waiting? But when you wait on the Lord, he renews your strength.
Yeah.
And let me think. Some of you haven't praised God really in a long time. And something happens when you praise. Something happens when you shout. Something happens, you know, chains are loosed. Things happen when you call on the Lord. When you wait on the Lord, he renews your strength. And as you wait on him, you grow stronger, not weaker. Because like in the natural, when you're waiting for something and you feel like, oh, well, this is taking forever and ever and ever and ever. You're like, I'm just gonna be sitting here waiting in this thing forever and I'm not going to move. What? And in the natural, you'd be like, what's going on up there?
Yeah, hurry it up.
Hey! Come
on with
it. Taking a nap?
Right.
Like, what is it? Is Jesus up there taking a nap?
Get on with it.
Is it, you know, whatever, and like, you...
Doesn't change his timing.
But it doesn't change his timing.
Might as well praise him.
But you gotta, sometimes we just have to praise him in the storm.
Yep.
And sometimes it doesn't seem like you could praise him in the storm. I mean, it could be really hard to worship and praise when it's pouring down rain outside and you're stuck in the rain.
Yep.
And you're like in the rain. I mean, I don't know of anybody really who dances in the rain.
I did the other day.
But who does it? Right. And it's like they enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like most of them are like, get me inside.
Hurry up
and get me inside, open the door, come on, let's go.
Yeah. But when we praise him,
instead of fainting, in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our circumstances, you know, and
might as well praise him instead of
keep fainting because we have to keep waiting.
And change the outcome, might as well praise him.
And some of you have placed orders with God. By placed orders, I mean, meaning like you've been believing for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that you've been believing for these things, and you've got to keep calling it out, speaking what it is that you've been believing for.
Yeah.
You know, and by his stripes I am healed. By his stripes I can see. By his stripes, you know, and in your life, you know, whatever it could be that you're believing him for.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, that prodigal son of mine is coming home, or daughter of mine is coming home, in the name of Jesus. And maybe, you know, like if you're part of what's going on, my child is not confused of who they are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This confusion will stop right now in the name, you know, like if one of your kids is like that, and like, you got to take authority over that. And sometimes, and it might seem like it's not getting any better, but in the natural, it might not seem like it's getting any better, but that doesn't mean we give up because we had to wait.
Right.
And for some of us, you know, for those of us who want to just keep pressing in, the wait's over. I think we're going to see God do some great things.
Yes, amen.
The wait is over. You know, like when you stop breaking hedges and that, you move up.
Yep.
It's like when you're moving up in that spot in the line, like, and it's like you can finally see. It's like when you're in line for that roller coaster at Cedar Point, which, by the way, I have a certain system that I get to use, like for the big coasters. I will not tell y'all what it is in case y'all want to copy it. So, but it's like when you're in line for that coaster, and it's like you're finally into that last queue thing before you get to go through the door. And then get on that roller coaster. Oh, but then it broke down. What?
Oh, what? Did it really?
Okay, mine didn't. But
oh,
I'm just saying,
okay, right,
as an example.
Right.
Sometimes it could seem like, oh, you were so close to that breakthrough.
Right.
You were so close, but then you gave up because you didn't want to wait. Or your breakthrough, you could have shouted right there. And it could have happened, and you didn't. You could have, you know, and things like that. Like, you could have, you know, this and that right there, and you didn't do it. So, yeah, because you got to wonder, what if your breakthrough, was 1 minute away, literally, or whatever, and then you gave up. What if it was, and you just decided, it's been so long.
Until we get to heaven.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why I say, that's why I just say, what if?
What if, right.
So that's why, we just keep on believing, keep on, you know, and strength arises.
Love is patient.
Love is patient and love is kind. And I know some of us, patient is not our friend at all. Some people are so impatient, it's unreal.
Oh, yeah, it is unreal.
I mean, like, you at least got to be patient with God, even if you won't be so much on this earth.
Right.
And I don't know of anybody who's really mastered it, unless kind of it's something that they want, so they'll wait forever for it.
Well, they'll wait.
And then they'll wait, but if it's something they want, they're not going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, come on, give it to me now. I don't have all day. Let's go.
I don't have all day.
Let's go.
Oh, that's cool.
they'll be like, let's go. But then when it's something they, but then, you know, I just keep on believing, keep on trusting.
Yeah.
And that's what you all need to be doing, that are believing for your miracles. Because those miracles don't always come to us instantly. Sometimes we gotta wait. Sometimes we gotta wait. And that's part of this thing that I'm thinking, you know, with the favor of the Lord. Because of that, for, you know, if we believe God, that wait can be over.
Yeah.
But the wait is over. God's gonna do some things, and I just know that He's gonna do it. And I don't have to sit here and be like, "Well, I wish." I just wish He would do it for me. I just wish He would, you know, come through. And if you're thinking, "Oh, God skipped me," He didn't. It's in His timing. It's not gonna be
perfect
time. It's not like what might happen at so like, you know, someone at my church, you know, minister at my church, this was actually taught at Invasion by Josh Buckley a couple of years ago, that he kind of talked about this. So one time somebody goes to B-Dubs, you know, here in town, and they order some wings and some cheese sticks. And, you know, really complicated order, right? Not that complicated. So they get in there thinking their food will be ready about that time, you know, and the worker says, "I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait. And he's like, "Okay." And like thinking it'll be like a 3, 5, 7 minute thing. You know, because most of us, when we get told something like that, you know, we don't mind a few minute wait. But then, people come in who have ordered their stuff after, you know, they get their stuff. More people coming. It's been a while. It's been 20 minutes. It's been close to a half hour. Sitting there fuming. And then the worker says, "I'm sorry, but you'll have to wait just a few more minutes." And a few minutes later, he gets the bag. And it's heavy. And he's, at this point, he's kind of fuming. And he's like, "This isn't the stuff I ordered." And then they said, "Well, because you had to wait so long, there's some things in this bag that you didn't order." They never said what it was, but I hope it was, you know, some French fries, maybe a cheeseburger, maybe some good stuff like that. Stuff I actually want to eat. Stuff that's worth the wait. Not stuff that I'm going to throw out, like Brussels sprouts and bean and like liverwurst soup and, you know, fruitcake, baked fish that I personally would rather not eat from a place like that. I want the breaded stuff.
Yeah, crispy, crunchy.
I go to a place like that, I want some crunchy, crispy, crunchy stuff. Now, some barbecue chicken would be good. Grilled barbecue chicken would be good, but, yeah, that That I would eat, you know, and some of that stuff, and maybe some bacon potato soup. Maybe some of that's in there. I don't know. But at that point,
me too.
But the manager says, we put some stuff in your bag that you did not order because you had to wait so long. Now, I'm sure they didn't necessarily design it that he'd have to wait so long. And sometimes in those kitchens, stuff happens.
Uh-huh.
But God doesn't do that. God does not do that thing of, you know, making you wait forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever, you know, like that just to try to spite you.
Uh-huh.
And, like, leave you in the dust. Like, he doesn't make from looks like he doesn't care. No, he cares.
Yeah.
He loves you. In fact, he cares more about you than anyone on earth does. He really does.
Yeah.
You know, I'll just say this. Not every miracle is a McMiracle. What I mean by a McMiracle, meaning where it happens right there.
Right.
Where it's just said and then it happens instantly, like quicker than you can get the Coke or that fry or that, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to order from the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
When it's instant, it's faster.
Yep.
But and it's like the fry is instantly comes out and it's hot off the thing, and the bag is actually filled up to the top, not just to the top of the box,
right,
but it's filled to the top of the box at the bag, and it's like you got a bag of fries instead of just a large fry.
Yeah.
I wish it was one of those sandwich bags full of them.
Double portion.
Yes. Double portion. Now that's what I'm talking. In other words, heaps. Yes, heaps are awesome. But for those of us, who just keep trusting and believing, I'm here to declare that wait is over. That thing that you've been believing for, it's done. You just have to receive it. Those finances that you're believing for, you just got to believe and confess.
Yeah.
You got to confess. For all my listeners, like whatever it is you could be going through, whatever it is, is that you waiting for a husband or a wife? God's got the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe.
I do.
Amen. And it goes on and on and on. That wait is over. It's over. That thing you're believing God for, it's done.
7:48 p.m. Back 1 hour ago.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts and that we'd realize that those of us who wait on you, he renews our strength. He renews us. And I thank you, Lord God, that we would be those who do your word, who actually do it, so we can receive what it is that we've been believing for, rather than just sitting there, not confessing, that you would actually confess, that we would confess the right way so we can actually receive it. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for that in your matchless name. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.